This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A week before Christmas, I went in to get some wrapping paper, and what I found instead was a Valentine's Day candy display. A little soon, right? Well, 1 month from today is the day associated with love and chocolate, and I'm sorry to point out that the world may, in the coming years, run short on perhaps both. Mark Schatzker is a contributing writer for Bloomberg Pursuits magazine. His article is called "Chocolate: Can Science Save the World's Most Endangered Treat?" Mark, what do you mean, save? Endangered?
Chocolate, as we know it, is endangered. It's under a lot of pressure from two sides. Demand, we're eating more of it, and supply, we're growing less of it.
Talk to me about the supply side. What's holding back production?
Land that is used to grow cacao, which is the tree for whose bean we make chocolate from, people are starting to use that land to make corn, to make rubber. There's also disease threats. Brazil was ravaged by a disease called witch's broom. Global warming is also a factor. There's just a lot of pressure being put on the land we use to grow cocoa.
So what? Science is trying to think about this conundrum?
We've vastly improved our output when it comes to things like corn and wheat. But that's the reason to be scared, because every time we make our crops bigger, we ruin the way they taste. But Costa Rica, which is one of the world's smallest cocoa producers, years ago, they got hit by a disease called frosty pod in the late 70s. As they were improving to resist this disease, they also sent samples to a flavor expert to make sure they weren't choosing varieties that tasted bad. So what they've managed to do is get varieties of cacao that resist frosty pod, grow a bountiful crop, but also taste great. What's still scary about it is that not everyone is embracing what Costa Rica is doing.
I mean, you think of Africa, a lot of chocolate comes from Africa, but we tend not to eat just African varietals. Often the chocolate that we eat is a blend.
Exactly, kind of like the way Bordeaux wine is a blend. Even if Costa Rica is producing a tiny amount of excellent, excellent chocolate, if the world's biggest producer isn't, what's that going to do to chocolate? We need to think of it more the way we think of wine, which is not pretentiously and flavor notes and all that sort of thing, but just let's pay a bit more for the stuff that tastes good so that the farmers that grow it have an incentive.
Mark Schatzker's piece about the future of chocolate is in Bloomberg Pursuits magazine, but he's got a book coming out next spring about the blendification of food. It's called The Dorito Effect. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.